The Maine Department of Education has released its initial framework to help school districts as they look toward resuming in-classroom instruction in the fall. Schools say they're already working on several plans to implement social distancing and other procedures to ensure that students stay safe. But the new protocols will likely be expensive. Maine Public Radio reporter Robbie Feinberg is here to sort through this issue with us. Robbie, do these guidelines give us any sense as to whether schools actually can or will reopen in the fall?
So unfortunately, that is still uncertain, but this framework goes into detail and provides recommendations to schools about what's going to be needed in order for them to be open. The guidelines say that the DOE will be working with other state agencies to look at factors such as COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, the capacity in local hospitals, and how prepared local schools are. In an interview, Commissioner Pender Macon said the decision whether to reopen will likely be made on a local basis, county by county or district by district.
It could be even, you know, school by school in some cases. And in a dream world where everything progresses in a way where we heal from this experience, we could say the whole state, we're good to go. I mean, that'd be ideal. That's what we're aiming for. But our goal is to get kids back into the classroom as soon as it is safe and advisable to do so, because it is the safest place in general for children to be.
And Macon did add that if conditions stay as they have in some parts of the state where there's little evidence of the virus, schools there would likely be able to start opening if they have plans in place. But the commissioner was quick to note that the current framework is still tentative and could change over the next few months.
And when schools do reopen, how different might they look?
That'll likely vary from school to school, but it'll look pretty different on the whole. The state is recommending schools have hand-washing stations, signs in the hallways promoting one-way traffic, plexiglass shields in certain areas, and the federal CDC is recommending that, when possible, desks should be 6 feet apart. Kids should be spread out on buses, too, and the CDC recommends all teachers should wear masks, and students should be encouraged to wear them as well. Even school lunch probably won't take place in a cafeteria, but will be brought to kids in their classroom instead.
And how do schools feel about moving in this direction?
Yeah, so a lot of school districts have told me that they've been preparing and looking at these kinds of protocols already, and they still have a lot of questions to sort out. Tim Doak, the superintendent of RSU 39 in Caribou, says he's looking at something like a phased-in transition, where preschoolers through third graders would come back to school first, with the rest still at home. And he says in order to ensure social distancing in classrooms, students would be far more spread out across the building, with only maybe 10 or so in a classroom at a time. And per recommendation, there wouldn't be rugs, toys, you know, whatever that can't be easily cleaned every day. And Doak says while the new protocols are necessary to protect health, he says it's also going to be really hard for a child who's just 4 or 5 to understand and adjust to this new version of school.
The other thing is it's their first experience with public schools, and a lot of them are crying. They don't want to go in on the first week of school. Mom is there helping, the teacher's helping. That's probably not going to be able to happen. You know, and I even run a little joke. Most of them even wipe their noses on each other. You know, it's just they don't know any better. And that's a hard grade level to start out in a remote learning setting, as let alone come in a hybrid setting and separate, you know, 5 kids per classroom. Only 5 can go to recess at one time. It's just that's not what pre-K was designed to even be like.
And the other question I would imagine is how much all these changes will cost.
Yeah, if you think about the cost of all of this extra cleaning, the plexiglass shields, the protective equipment, you know, reconfiguring classrooms, and then plus extra staff to both clean and care for kids, it all really adds up. The state education department estimates that it could cost $320 million statewide for every school to implement all of the CDC guidelines. And yet, at the same time that all of that money is needed, the effects of COVID-19 have cut into state revenues, and it's forced a lot of towns to trim from their school budgets or at least keep them flat this year. And so some are worried that could mean cuts to teachers at a time when more staff are needed to help students who've fallen behind. Commissioner Pender Macon says the Education Department is requesting $320 million from the more than $1 billion in coronavirus relief money that the state received so that it can assist schools in their transition.
And it would be a worthy investment to support schools up front to get kids back into school safely so that we can continue reopening our economy in the fall.
And schools have also spent the last few months trying to move toward remote learning online. Is that going to go away?
No, actually, not at all. Schools say that they're preparing for scenarios where either they can't open come September, or they open and then cases begin to rise and then they close again, or some students go to school while others stay at home. So remote learning will continue to play a big role, and the state has put forward recommendations for what learning from home should look like across the state. But some are worried about what happens if some students can't go to class. Carrie Woodcock, the executive director of the Maine Parent Federation, says she's heard from many parents of students with disabilities who have seen their children regress without in-person classes and services. She worries those disparities could continue into the fall if they can't get in-person instruction.
So there are a lot of concerns around if virtual or even a hybrid model continues in the fall, how we get the kids with the highest needs the in-person instruction they need, so that where we are not regressing anymore and we are moving them forward and we're meeting their goals on their IEPs.
Woodcock says she'd like to see parents and students have a larger voice as the state's framework continues to develop to make sure that those concerns are heard.
All right, that's Maine Public reporter Robbie Feinberg. Thanks, Robbie.
Thank you.